Track 8. With sightings of charismatic snow buntings, oyster catchers and barn owls, it's little wonder that Holme Next the Sea is a favourite birdwatching spot for our columnist Oscar Lawrence.
Holme's dune ridges and hollows, weaving along the seafront, extend for miles on end, hazing into a diffuse wall of golden brown as they entwine with the horizon. In the heart of high summer, this oil-painted coastal landscape hums with a kaleidoscope of colour, the vibrant greens of orchid leaves, the fine ochres of the sand, the cerulean blue of the North Sea. Over the labyrinth of pathways flutter lucid yellow butterflies, clouded yellows, having just arrived in off the sea, abound along this coastline. In the dune slacks, the 24 arms of each carline thistle unravel to reveal a face of bright disc florets. For today, the reserve is not just an ecosystem, it's one singular entity, the manifestation of a Norfolk summer's day. Welcome to Holme. As winter slowly segues into spring, it's time for us humans to emerge from our shells and enjoy the first bright mornings of the year. But while the weather is becoming far more palatable for us, some of our winter migrant birds are still putting on their last fine displays before drifting back north to their Arctic breeding grounds. In my opinion, Holme Dunes is a far more attractive place in winter. The feeling of walking over crunchy sand laced through with the morning's layer of impenetrable frost, an icy easterly squall at my back, and my body resonating with the yodeling of curlews and piping of oyster catchers, is a feeling like no other. In those moments, I feel fully immersed in the wilds and truly part of this thriving, richly biodiverse landscape. One bird which really characterises a winter wander for me is the snow bunting. Structurally, they're a little like a sparrow, but with a pinch of polar essence mixed into the recipe. Often the first sign of their presence is the amalgamation of sibilant trills all blending into each other as the flock keeps in touch. Throughout the colder months, snow bunting scar beaches for loose seed, often forming huge roving swarms as more birds arrive from Icelandic breeding grounds. Despite being thinly scattered across Norfolk, Holme's seaweed-covered tideline is the perfect attraction for these charismatic little passerines. They can be identified by their off-white, softly streaked plumage with a distinctive gingery spot on the ear coverts, a little bit behind the eye. This year, there have been up to 30 on the beach west of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Visitors Centre, and believe me, these critters are certainly worth the wander. But as you canter westward over the ever-changing sands in the hope of making these buntings' acquaintance, there is a far more conspicuous bird that, with luck, will find you. Busily probing the soft tidal mudflats for marine invertebrates are oyster catchers, bringing a stark contrast against the muted pastel tones of the shore. The Old English name for these maritime charmers is sea pie, a perfect summary of those clashing onyx plumage patterns. With this strictly two-tone palette, the red-hot poker of a bill looks a little bit out of place, to say the least. It appears to me a beacon of vibrant colour in an otherwise desaturated animal. This gives the whole bird a rather entertaining, comical appearance, which I find adds a little lift of joy to a coastal wander. The fortunes of barn owls in the UK have been mixed throughout history due to fluctuations in the number of their vole prey, but the development of intensive agriculture has hit them hard. Finally, numbers have stabilised little, but they're still undeniably few and far between, which cuts me to the core. Add that to their elusive nocturnal nature, and you find yourself with a very difficult quest ahead of you in finding one. Luckily, in recent times, one such barn owl has taken to patrolling the fields around home in broad daylight, making it far less of a Sisyphean task. This bird has clearly been driven to hunt more rigorously as rodent populations take a nosedive in winter. It appears to be a female. Coffee-brown wing bars and almond mantle hatched by a spray of ashy grey streaking. You can easily lose yourself staring into their hauntingly obsidian eyes, a true moment of connection with nature. I find that people are so drawn to owls because of the facial structure, odd as it may sound. The flat facial disc, designed to direct sound waves towards the ears, and forward-facing eyes have a humanoid quality about them. The bird is a true beauty and can be seen regularly quartering over the paddocks just southeast of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Visitors Centre. As always, with such avian delights, there are no guarantees, but you can wait in the toasty cafe with a mug of tea and shelter from the elements while you watch for this silent killer. One of the great things about this stretch of coastline is the fantastic sense of connection between locals and visitors alike. Whether you're wandering the coast path or lounging in one of the region's many eateries, people treat you not as a stranger but as a friend. I believe the enchanting beauty of the landscape has something to do with it. A benevolent, caring attitude seems to fizzle brightly in the eyes of everyone I pass, whatever the weather. This spark of joy, of kin, whisks your troubles away. And we should always try to pass this on to others that we encounter too. We should always try to keep that spark alive. All of the local pubs and cafes around home display this kindly vibe too. One particular shout-out I just have to make is to Thornham Deli. The staff are always so kind and full of energy too. Every visit shows me humanity at its best. There are tons of lovely spots to eat around here, and one of my favourite days out includes a trek along the coast path ridge from Thornham to Home Dunes and back, followed by lunch at the lifeboat upon my return. But I won't need to tell you how to spend your time here. With any luck, you'll find your own way to celebrate the flora, fauna, and fantastic atmosphere of this truly wild corner of Norfolk.